I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about catching bids. Catching bids is something I learned in a book called Cherish by Gary Thomas. Now, this book, Cherish, is about marriage. He's talking about cherishing your spouse, and he says one of the greatest predictors of either divorce or marital success, marital happiness, is something he calls catching bids. So a bid is anytime your spouse would attempt to connect with you in any way. They want to play a game with you. They want to talk with you. They initiate intimacy. They try to give you a hug or a kiss. And it's how you respond when they throw these attempts to connect with you toward you. How you respond. Do you catch the bid and honor them? So the example he gives in the book is that a guy is working on an important project, like a several hundred thousand dollar piece of work or project that he's working on, and his wife comes over and wants to start talking about something that's really not that important. And he has to make the decision. Am I going to stop what seems like a really important thing to stop what I'm doing and to connect with her? Or am I going to keep working and kind of ignore and just halfway listen as she's talking to me? He says these little things, these catching these bids is one of the best predictors. He says the best marriages catch about 80 to 85% of all the bids, whereas the worst marriages are typically much more on the lower end of these things. Now, something I've learned about these bids, what does this have to do with daily communion? Something I've learned about these bids, God sending bids our way. God is sending bids our way, opportunities and ways he's trying to connect with us every day. We've been talking the last couple of days about the fear of the Lord, which is that deep honor and respect and awe for him, where we seek to do what's pleasing to him. And one of the ways I think we can do that is by catching bids. Now, this is something I know, because this is supposed to carry over. We got to work on this. This is something that takes some practice. This is a consistent practice. This is how we cherish God and cherish people. One of the biggest things we can do. And I know for me personally, this is something I can grow in a lot, especially with my family, growing in that. When the kids come over, hey, can I play with you? Can we do this together? And you're busy doing stuff, you're busy doing things, you're working, and you ignore those bids sometimes. I think we could all grow in this. We're going to be taking communion over this today to become better at catching these bids, both from God, but also with the important people in our lives as well. This is something I think we can all continually grow in and get better at, because this is how we truly cherish people. It's one of these little things that makes a big difference. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. This opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, into our mind and imagination, to make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment today. To just get our minds fixed on him helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proving the death that activates all of the benefits. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. We're activating all the benefits that are found in this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus into our soul, into our mind and remembrance, and pair it with something physical that we do in the cracker and the juice. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. But it's also important the way we take it the right way, taking it with the fear of the Lord, which we've been talking about the last couple of days, with that deep awe and honor and reverence and respect. Just this time to connect with him, to celebrate this new covenant that we have with him. So the way we typically take these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then the Apostle Paul says we should be examining ourselves before we take communion. So we go through a process to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we staying positioned in the light? Are we staying connected to God today? Then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical workout advice, physical exercise. Because I believe physical exercise is just an expression of what it's like to exercise our faith. And it's one of the greatest opportunities to practice receiving this grace from God by faith. and getting it flowing through us as we learn how to take this beautiful, graceful approach that relies and trusts on God to do the work. It teaches us how to get that grace flowing. And then once we understand how to do that, you can apply it into pretty much every other area of your life. Also, a lot of great side effects of better health and fitness and all these types of things as well. Let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get going. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I think catching bids, we got to be more sensitive to those opportunities when we have a chance to connect with people, connect with God, connect with people. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are you making today a masterpiece? Are we making today a masterpiece? When it all comes down to it, how are we doing today? We're going to talk about these bids today. This is something we've got to start implementing today. A lot of times we put things off for another day, but are we executing the basic fundamentals today? Remember, you got to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals. Stay in position in the light, magnifying that light. Staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with him. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day as another day moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. And this is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in the darkness. There's no in-between. We've got to keep an eye on our positioning throughout the day. To be in the light is to be positioned in humility and forgiveness. It's the humble that receive grace. To humble ourselves, we receive that grace from God. We get it flowing through us. We forgive ourselves, and we walk in forgiveness with other people. To be positioned in love, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? To be positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the easiest ways to keep your positioning all day, just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest expressions of faith, I think. And when you take your position in that light, now you've got access into God's grace. You got access. He's given us everything that he has in Christ, and it's available today to flow through us. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom. Got access to his health and energy. We become part of his family. We've got an eternal purpose to walk out with him today. Got access to his time, his finances, and so much more. And then we got to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And as you magnify the light, it begins to expand the capacity where it gives God a bigger area to work and flow through us in our lives. We get more of all those good things that he put within us flowing out of us into the world. Also helps us become more fixed and immovable and consistent as we get our hearts established in this. But it's all about what we focus on. Where is our attention? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on all throughout the day? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Pick a scripture and just roll that scripture over and over in your mind. If you don't have a scripture you're thinking about, you could be thinking about his unfailing love, how his love never fails. You could be thinking about his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. You could be thinking about your right standing with God in Christ, that you're right with him because of what Jesus did, and he eagerly desires to help us today. You can be magnifying and just thinking about all the good things that he put in you. You can stay focused on all the things that are going well, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. This is how we magnify that light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light, to look at those problems in the face and say, you know what? God's bigger. He loves me. Nothing's impossible for him. He's faithful. He wants to help me. And choosing not to magnify those issues, let's magnify God instead. Because sometimes we start magnifying the problems and they grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. Now, he does give us a choice, though. He gives us free will. We could choose to do things our own way. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck focused on all the ways we've been wronged, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way, just magnifying the issues and problems rather than looking at God, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future. Or for a lot of people, I think they don't know that this is available. And so they believe that they have to do it all on their own. And so they feel all the weight and pressure of all the issues and problems on them, trying to figure it all out themselves. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. Because when you're positioned in darkness, this is something to be paying attention to today. We talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? Where is your positioning today? And you can learn to recognize these symptoms. Am I retaliating at people? Snapping at them? Am I withholding good things that I know to do because I'm upset with them or frustrated with them? Am I avoiding people, withdrawing my presence, giving them the silent treatment? Do I feel like they're all the weight and pressure is on me to make things happen? Does it feel like I'm in a hopeless situation where I'm trapped or I'm stuck? Do I have low energy right now? What about emotionally? There's the fear and stress, the worry, anxiety. Am I dreading something in the future? Confusion over which way to go, which steps to take. Does it seem like I'm stuck in some kind of vicious cycles I can't seem to break free of? Those would all be symptoms of this. But when you're in the light, you'll experience this rest in your soul. You feel this fullness in him. Like nothing's missing, nothing's lacking. You got this rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now when he's doing the work, everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing. And I've got his spirit and his power and his peace and his joy, his energy all flowing through me, his mind. He just begins to effortlessly set you free out of bad habits, vicious cycles you've been stuck in. You get these aha moments where you know exactly what to do. Got to pay attention to those symptoms. And if all this wasn't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. Just takes a moment to turn it back around. Because one of our biggest challenges is sustaining this positioning all throughout the day. As we get better and better at this, we'll work on getting where we sustain that positioning for longer and longer periods of time. If you get off track, how do you turn it back around? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for missing it. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You give yourself that grace. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you need to say you're sorry, you need to whatever, to get right with people, you take those steps. And then you start praising him and thanking him that his grace is more than enough for his love and his goodness and his grace. And all of a sudden, you're right back in. You'll feel that peace and that joy and that love just wash over you on the inside again. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us. How well are we staying tuned in today? One of my favorite ways to do this is with the journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. They like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And you just get still and you listen. And whatever begins to come into your mind, you write it down. Whatever begins to come into your mind, you write it down. You begin to record your journey with him. And then we're going to stay tuned in with him throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with him, just slow down. Just take a minute or two. Just slow down. Get reconnected back to him. Plug back into him. You ever unsure on something? You don't know what to do, which steps to take? Just ask him. But then you got to wait until you know what to do. He's going to show you every single time, but you got to wait. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things we don't know yet. He hasn't shown us yet. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal every night is plan out the upcoming day with God. What do I know to do today? Get still for a second. God, what's on your plan for the next day? Then you begin to write out, what do I know to do? What's on my to-do list? Anything I know needs to get done tomorrow? Anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement to do. And you write out your plan. Then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to walk out this plan together with God today, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him. He's right there helping me execute this plan. I'm going to stay tuned into him because he may course correct my path. He may take me on a little different path than I expected. Then one of the things I'm learning, every day has all these amazing opportunities that God has hidden in your day. And a lot of them, I'm learning, we miss. A lot of these amazing opportunities God has hidden in our day, we miss them. Because why? Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm going to skip that one. Why do we miss them? Because we don't catch the bids. Because we don't catch the bids. God will send people your way in a day that try to connect with you. And if you'll just honor them and respect them and connect with them, there's all these amazing opportunities hidden in your day that you didn't know were there. Because we get busy doing our own things sometimes. So catching bids, this is I think it's a very big deal. We talk about the fear of the Lord the last couple of days. I think God is sending bids our way. It's attempts to connect with us. It's important that we catch those bids, become better and better, highly skilled at catching those bids and connecting with him. It's about honor. It's about respect. It's about cherishing. If you think about it, hey, do you want to do this with me? Do you want to play this game? Do you want to go for a walk with me? You want to have this conversation and they say, no, I'm busy right now. Or they're just sitting there looking at their phone the whole time while you're trying to have a conversation with them. That's very disrespectful. You're disrespecting and not honoring and cherishing in that relationship. And so we want to be very good at catching bids from God. But God is sending all these bids our way also through people. I know this is something personally I can get a lot better at. I've got room to grow in this. Catching these bids from people, maybe your spouse or your kids or some other family member or a friend reaches out and tries to connect with you in some way. Honoring those times and cherishing those people. Because ultimately, it's about developing these relationships. That's the most important thing. Catching these bids when people, anytime anybody tries to connect with you in any way, they might be saying, I'm too busy. I got all this stuff to do. So I want you to give you whenever I think of this, the example that always pops up into mind is Jesus taking time to spend with the kids. The kids come running over to Jesus. And the disciples try to get rid of the kids. Jesus is too busy. Jesus is doing work. Jesus is doing important stuff. Jesus is doing ministry. Jesus is healing people and doing miraculous things. And Jesus rebukes the disciples and says, no, bring the little kids over to me. I'm going to spend some time with them. He stops what he's doing and he honors them. He connects with them. And what I've learned is pretty much every time I've ever caught these bids, it was an amazing opportunity that God had hidden in my day oftentimes. And I've learned we miss a lot of them. But also I found, if you'll catch these bids, God will make sure that you have enough time. If that's part of the day that God designed for you, something he hid in your day just for you, don't you think that if you take the time to connect, he's going to be able to give you more than enough time to get everything else that you need to get done? How's he going to do it? He's going to make you so much more efficient at everything we do, because we waste a lot of time because we're inefficient a lot of times. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. We're asking for your help today, because Lord, I do believe catching these bids is an act of grace. Imagine us going to God and say, God, I want to talk with you. I want to pray with you. I want to connect with you right now. God saying, yeah, you know what? I'm busy. I'm running a whole world over here. I'm a little busy for you right now. Can you come back later? None of us would expect God to do that to us. And this is something I believe as we grow in this, we're becoming more like him. But I do believe it's very hard for us to do in our own strength. This requires his help. This requires his grace. This is why we're taking communion over this today. So Father, we're asking for your help to become more like you in this, to be excellent bid catchers, to honor and respect those that are trying to connect with us, including you, to cherish them. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it. That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. So Father, we just thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Believe, as you experience this connection that comes through catching these bids, it's going to help you to know God better. Help us to know this new covenant, this grace that he's given us in Christ. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. We've all got some bids to catch today. If you miss one, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you miss one, give yourself that grace, get right back on track, catch the next one. Let's work on this, getting higher and higher percentages where we catch more and more of these bids, both with God and with people in our lives. Let's talk about some practical workout stuff. Touch points. One of the most profound things I've learned about how our bodies work is I call touch points. If you're ever having an issue or something hurts, something feels very tight or restricted or painful as you're doing your workout. We got the daily communion workouts. If you don't have those workouts, if you get on our email list, the daily communion meditations also have the daily workout that goes along with the communion meditations. But one of the things that's in there, if you're ever doing your workout, something feels very tight, painful, restricted, whatever it may be, just give it a very light touch. Use one of your fingers. Just give it a very light touch, about the same, just like that. That's it. Just a very light touch. About the same amount of pressure and time that you would use to open up an app on your phone. Give it a very light touch and then repeat the movement again. And just sends that signal to the body to relax, saying, hey, you know what? I heard you. I'm connecting with you. I heard you. It's okay. You can relax. And almost always the body will relax. A lot of times you'll see increases in strength even. And a good percentage of the time, the tightness, the restriction, the pain, whatever that was there will be either completely gone or very much eliminated. Much of it will be gone. Just a very simple thing. Whenever something is tight, sore, painful in your workout or stretching or whatever it is that you're doing, give it a very light touch and then repeat the movement again. Give it a very light touch, then repeat the movement again. And a good percentage of the time, it'll be a lot better. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.